you join me in prayer? God, we behold your wonder, and we ask you to speak through me, speak to our hearts, in Jesus the Christ's name. Amen. I hope as you were listening to the passage from Isaiah, you were listening to what was happening in the nation. There was gloom. There was distress. And people were fighting against each other instead of working together. People were in darkness, and they were missing so much. And Isaiah, in the 8th chapter, he says, consult God's instruction and testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, the word of God, they have no light of dawn. If we do not live in the light of God's word, he is saying, then there is no light of dawn. And then in the 9th chapter, he says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of darkness, a light has dawned. With the Messiah, with the wonderful counselor, the light begins to dawn. If you've ever been about a creative project, you want as much light as you can get. If you've ever been to the great artist studios, if they can afford it, they have windows everywhere so they have light to behold the wonder that's surrounding them. And this is so crucial for us to realize the wonder, and that the Word of God is that which explains the wonder to us. During the French Revolution, a time of great upheaval, there was a certain prison, and in that prison there was an old man who had a Bible. And the Bible was filled with people, and they were crowded, and they crowded around the old man and the Word of God, but it was too dark to read. There was a shaft of light that only came in for a moment during the day, and to maximize that, even though the people were tired, poorly fed, and weak, they would lift the man with his Bible to a small window in the top of the jail cell, and he would read the Word of God. Because the old man was somewhat feeble in his ability to shout or whatnot, they would hold him up so that he could read as long as possible. And when the light faded, they would bring him down. And then they would say, tell us, friend, what did you read while you were in the light? I want to take an aside here. The man was able to read the Word of God because he was lifted up by those that were among him. They lifted him up to the light. The man was able to share the Word of God because when they brought him down, they expected to hear what the Word of God was. Now, it's not that much longer that I won't be the preacher here. I'll be here next week and Christmas Eve and then back January 18th. I will always be praying here. That's why I have my stick. Your names won't be on it, but it'll remind me of you, and you all too. But I do want to thank you before I go any further in the sermon, because I realized that you lifted me up. You prayed for me. You've supported me, and you've urged me on to tell you of the light that's revealed in the Word of God. I can't tell you what a privilege that is, and so I'll probably tell you again and again for the remaining Sundays. But thank you for the privilege of being supported and proclaiming the light of God's Word. It is not a small thing. It is the very Word of God to you. It is the very Word of God to you. I will not be offended if you forget me, but I will be eternally sad if you forget what the Word of God says to you, of how much God loves you, and the future God has for you. And so, when the light shines, the Word of God comes in, and it makes a difference. It goes on to speak of a great defeat, and of victories and warriors. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, and will be fuel for fire. I was a soldier. By the grace of God, I didn't go into the direct fighting. I dealt with people with guns, but I didn't have to shoot them. And praise God, they didn't shoot me. But I have never lost sight of those who had to. I've counseled many that have felt the pain of taking a life. And it is a hard thing under the best of circumstances. I thank God for those who made that sacrifice, but I pray to God for the cost of that sacrifice and more. I heard a story about World War II. There was a young GI soldier, and as he was in the battle in Italy and starting to get intense, suddenly gunfire started to come around him. Might have been a machine gun, whatever it was. And in desperation, he saw a foxhole. It's not hard to figure out what he did. He jumped into the foxhole. And he was a new recruit, so he was really scared. And by the way, old recruits would have been scared. And he proceeded with his hands to try to dig out the foxhole so he would be deeper into it. As he was doing it, he reached down. He found a little silver thing. And he looked at it. And it was a crucifix or a man on a cross. And he'd seen the Catholic chaplain do stuff with it. And so he held it in his hand and ducked. As he was doing this, all of a sudden, the gunfire increased, and another soldier jumped into the foxhole. And slowly, the soldier had his head down like this with his helmet buried. It's a little fearful if there are guns floating around you. And he looked up, and he saw who the other soldier was. And it was the chaplain. He saw a cross on him. And as soon as the gunfire let up for a minute, he turned to the chaplain. He said, "I'm sure glad you're here. How does this thing work?" It works in life and in death. The wonderful counselor, the counselor of wonder, beholds the wonder in the children as they grow, in the baby as it's born. It beholds the faith deep within you. It senses when things have gone wrong and you feel like all hope is lost. And the Counselor of Wonder offers the hope that is in Jesus Christ. This perhaps expressed kind of nicely. Last week I told you about a wonderful life. And as Jimmy Stewart was in it, he was in desperate. He said I wasn't much of a spiritual person, but he was reaching out to God. And he said, Dear Father in Heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, as he begins to cry, he says, Show me the way. Show me the way. There's some wisdom in there that shows in the movie, a little hokey, but it shows in the movie, Up in Heaven. And I don't know if it's supposed to be Peter or whatever, and they're deciding what they can do to help or answer his prayer. And they said, Who are you going to send? And this one will send someone. And he said, Well, we'll send someone who's an angel but without wings. Remember the angel's name? Clarence. Would you do as well on a Bible test? No, that's okay. And they said, We're sending Clarence. And the one guy said, He's got the IQ of, what was it, a chimpanzee or something? Which wasn't terribly favorable. But the other one says, But he has the faith of a child. He has the faith of a child. Wonder is the wisdom to perceive that God is in our lives. That if we seek Him, He will find you. We might not be able to explain it all, but we know that God is there. And through that faith, wonder comes the sense of God's presence. The Lord, with a childlike faith, I can say, is my shepherd, is your shepherd, is there. And once we begin to see that, over the last 40 years in ordained ministry, a few more beyond that, I mentioned to you about the wonder of life. And I could go to most of you and speak of the wonder of God that is moving in your lives, or is yet to move in your lives, and I have a sense of that. I've probably been with maybe 400 people who died. And I have seen the wonder of God's presence with them. You see, the wonder of God that acknowledges the Lord as their shepherd realizes that even in the valley of the shadow of death, we are not separated from that. We are not separated from that light. And in the midst of that, knowing that He is our shepherd, we know that He prepares a table before us. And this prophecy is the vision of a Messiah who will come. Who came and who said, This is my body broken for you. After the same manner also, we know how he took the cup and could say, this is my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. The wonder of his love is experienced in the wonder of this meal. In simple faith, God says, I love you. I invite you all now, and the elders to come, and the ushers to be ready, as we provide to you the opportunity to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me 1 minute? God, remind us of a time when we felt desperate, but you were there. And if we didn't sense your presence there, help us to sense it now in the meal in which you gave your life in the knowledge that you would be triumphant.